Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A big loophole has been uncovered in the Queensland Government's $1,000 electricity bill rebate. It turns out Wide Bay customers would only need to switch electricity retailers to cash out any remaining credit on their account, which would include money left over from the cost of living rebate. The state government had intended for any leftover funds from the rebate to be rolled out over the next quarterly bill. Another blow for Bonza's more than 300-strong workforce. The embattled airline has told them they'll remain stood down for at least another week, while the federal court has been told it's likely the airline's 5 aircraft will be removed from Australia, with administrators powerless to intervene. This is because the plane's leases were terminated just minutes before administrators were last week appointed. Bonza had irregular flights to and from Bundaberg. A local wildlife warrior says kangaroos could become extinct in the Wide Bay as countless are killed on our roads. It comes after photos emerged of 3 kangaroos which had been killed after being hit by a car in what is believed to be one incident in Monrepeau. Bundy Wildlife Rescue Incorporated's Linda Carlson says the organisation responds to a minimum of 5 kangaroo deaths a month, with this message for drivers.
Stop and check the body to see if it is male or female. You can remove the young, but you've got to be very careful not to actually pull them off the teat. You've got to cut the teat and then put a safety pin through it and then get it to a rescuer.
Briefly, Maribyrra locals have gathered overnight to honour the victims and survivors of domestic violence with a candle vigil outside City Hall. Among the attendees were local police and councillor Michelle Byrne. And Hervey Bay locals may be starstruck tonight when Wolf Creek actor John Jarrett visits the cinema to meet fans.